Ray LaHood's on the phone. Hi, Ray. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you for inviting me.
We find you in Peoria today. Whereabouts are you?
I am in Peoria. It's raining in Peoria today.
Yeah, it's not here. I suppose you've been getting the same thing we have. Flashes of rain, and
correct.
Then it's sunny and humid.
The humidity's gone, though, so everybody will be happy today.
I hope so. We could use a break from that. There's a story in the Tribune today, and it says that on August 19th, so in a few weeks, the Lincoln Forum and the Union League Club here in Chicago are going to host a discussion. Former White House Chief of Staff and Democrat William Daley's on one side, and there you are on the other side, and you'll be talking about how we should redistrict the state of Illinois, right?
That's correct. The districts that we're talking about are legislative districts, state reps and state senators. And if you look at that map, John, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment because it takes neighborhoods and casts them in far-flung directions in order to incorporate voters for state reps and state senators. And rather than the people deciding who their state rep is, the state rep decides who the voters are. And they've been drawn to accommodate one party, the Democratic Party. And it's just it's an outrageous abuse of one party rule. And we hope to get it on the ballot in November of 2026 to allow the voters to decide how the maps are drawn so they can decide who their state rep and state senator is.
Yeah, I was wondering what the wording of that amendment proposal would be. Do you know what that referendum would look like?
What it would say is, and it's based on an opinion from the Supreme Court, that through this exact through this off the ballot in 2016, outrageous display of political chutzpah from the Illinois Supreme Court, they ruled that the previous referendum was unconstitutional because it allowed for outside individuals to be on this so-called commission. Our language would establish a 12-person commission. If the legislature could not draw maps that allowed for voters to pick their state reps, our language that will be on the referendum would call for a 12-person commission, which is made up of four legislators, but eight citizens chosen by the General Assembly who would be independent and would look at where people live and draw the maps so they are compact and contiguous, and people could choose their reps rather than the other way around.
Well, people do choose their reps now. I mean, we vote, but the problem is we're voting in very convoluted-shaped districts, right?
Yeah, we're voting. People are voting in districts that were drawn by politicians. Rather than drawn by an opportunity to keep neighborhoods together, to keep communities together, and that's really what we're trying to get at.
Well, Ray, the ultimate goal, I presume, would be to have representation in Springfield that is consistent with the representation in the state. So if Illinois is 55% Democrats and 45% Republicans, then the legislature should reflect that. And I suspect you're here to tell me that it doesn't.
That's right. For example, in Peoria, which maybe many of your listeners aren't familiar with, they took Ryan Spain, who has lived in Peoria all of his life, who's a state rep, and moved him completely north into Republican areas and enabled Democrats in areas that clearly have been Republican areas. But you've nailed it, John. If Illinois is 55% Democratic and 45% Republican, that is not a reflection of where the reps and senators should be. But that is not the way it looks right now in Illinois, which has a supermajority of Democrats in the House and a supermajority of Democrats in the Senate because of the way the maps were drawn by politicians.
Ray, this is the state legislature we're talking about. They're separate.
Right.
They're different and separate districts for representation in Congress, right?
That's correct.
And you are not
addressing
that.
We don't deal with that.
Texas
we
is.
We are not.
Texas is at the behest of the administration, but that's a separate battle. And while similar, it's different. You are not talking about, say, your son's congressional district, which has been changed.
That's correct.
You're talking about the state legislature. And frankly, I think we've learned in the last 4 or 8 years that state legislatures are becoming increasingly important relative to some of these national conversations we're having. Woman's right to an abortion, gun control laws, voting rules and regulations. If an election is thrown back to the states, then the state legislature's composition becomes paramount. So I think we're more interested than we used to be in these sorts of things. And are the districts in Illinois' legislature, can you describe one for me that is especially convoluted or problematic?
You know, John, it would be, it's difficult because you really have to look at them. But if people were to go online and look at legislative districts, they would be shocked and astounded at the shape of these districts. You know, I mentioned, you know, Ryan Spain, but there are some in the Chicagoland area equally as egregious.
I've seen them, and I don't think either of them could actually do them justice describing them on the radio. But about Spain and Peoria, he's a Republican. That's a Republican area. You said they districted him in a Republican area. It would seem to me like that would be appropriate. What's wrong with what happened to his district?
Because it's not compact and contiguous, and it does not really reflect the area that, you know, he is from. And the point is that if you look at his district, it's a convoluted, ill-shaped district that it really does not incorporate neighborhoods and cities. It splits them up. It tears apart neighbors and friends in the areas where they live.
And if he represents votes in the bank, you would like some of that spent in bluer areas so that maybe he could actually tip a Democrat district Republican. Why put him in a concentrated Republican area? He's already going to pull Republican votes. But let's see if we can't draw the district so he's infringing on a Democrat district and maybe marginalizing the Democrats in that area. That's the idea. You've got
that's exactly right, John. Again, you've nailed it. And look, we know what one party rule means in Illinois. It means a lot of corruption. Look at all of the people that are being sentenced in Illinois right now because of one party rule. And I would say the same thing about Texas, John, or some of these other Republican states. I don't agree with what's going on in those states either. It's not fair for either party to be doing this to common ordinary citizens who want to go to the polls and pick their own people to represent them.
I would probably argue this point with you more if we were talking about congressional seats, because if Illinois were to better represent the Republicans in Illinois, which we do not, then we would hand, we, meaning the Democrats in this state, the state of Illinois, would hand more Republican votes to a Congress that is already Republican-heavy because other states like North and South Carolina aren't doing, Wisconsin is not doing what maybe we should all do at the congressional level, have the Congress represent the people. And if we did, you probably would not have a Congress composed the way it is right now. But if other states aren't going to play fair, then Illinois has less of an incentive to do so. Are you with me on that, Congressman?
I am. I am with you on that. Absolutely. In this instance, we're talking about state legislative districts, and that's really our focus. But I wouldn't argue one second with you on the point that you're making.
I'm out of time, Ray, but it's good to hear you. Has your son given you any clues as to whether or not he's going to seek higher office?
You know, I don't want to speak for him on this, John, but I would say this. Very, very difficult for a Republican to win a statewide office in Illinois right now. Almost impossible.
Well, they haven't run great candidates for a long time, and I told Darren that I thought he would be as good a Republican candidate as this state has seen in a very long time. I'll bet you agree with me on that, but you still think that it's tough to cut through, huh?
I think it's mission impossible to run statewide as a Republican. I don't care how good your name is or how good a reputation you have, the numbers are against you.
That's too bad. That's Ray Hood, LaHood, the former congressman, the U.S. Transportation Secretary, and obviously the father to Darren LaHood. And now Ray is going to be joining Bill Daley. William Daley, does he go by William or Bill? I keep saying Bill like we're
Bill.
poker buddies.
Sure. Yeah, Bill.
August 19th. Let's talk maybe before or after that again, Ray, but it's always good to hear your voice on the radio.
Thank you, John. Good to be with you.
Say hi to George Manius for me when you get a chance.
I certainly will. He's in Greece right now, by the way.
Of course he is. Of course he is. We have a mutual friend, George's Shoeshine in Peoria.